another portion of good news, John.
Yeah, and we'll take all the good news we can get, right? Yesterday was another good day, at least in the stock market. The Dow closed above 10,500. It was up about 81 points. That's 8 out of the last 9 trading sessions that it's been up. This morning we got some retail sales numbers from the government, and they were quite encouraging. The forecast was that retail sales, just regular retail sales, would be up about 0.3%. It was up 0.4%. That's the second month in a row. If you take out autos, it was expected to be up 0.3%. It was up double that. It was up 0.6%. If you take out autos and gasoline, it was up 0.5%. All of those much better than expected. We also see that confirmed in an individual consumer goods company that reported earnings this morning, Best Buy, which of course is the largest retailer of consumer electronics, reported a very strong quarter. It made 60 cents a share, earnings per share. This same quarter last year, it was only 37 cents. But they really beat the street estimates by a huge margin. Wall Street was expecting about 44 cents a share. Sales were up almost 3%. Same-store sales were flat, about the only negative. And the stock, in at least pre-open, is trading up about $3 a share. But the other good news is they raised their full-year forecast for earnings by a full dime, full 10 cents a share, so quite good numbers. It does appear that the market's going to open up fairly flat this morning, even with these good numbers. But once again, it's been up 8 of the last 9 days. And maybe we can also take some consolation in what Warren Buffett, the sage of Omaha, had to say yesterday. He is saying that he's, quote, ruling out a double-dip recession. He says all the companies they control, which include Burlington Northern, the railroad, all kinds of things. They're also the largest shareholder in Coca-Cola, the largest shareholder in Wells Fargo. And he says, quote, I am a huge bull on this country. We will not have a double-dip recession at all. I see our businesses coming back almost across the board. And he points out that after having to eliminate about 20,000 jobs collectively last year, that they now have more people working for them this month and the previous month and that month and the previous month. So he really is very enthusiastic about the economic recovery.
And sales tax revenues in the Fort Smith area up for the third straight month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and of course, there's some good news, bad news there. Of course, we're still highly dependent on manufacturing, and we're still have fewer people working in the manufacturing sector than we did a year or 2 years ago. But there's some good signs here, and our economy is quite diverse also.
Well, a pretty good week going on, John. Keep it that way, man.
I'll try, Bill.
All right. That's John Taylor, financial advisor with